Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. India and France elevate ties to special global strategic partnership, exchange 21 agreements and documents to boost cooperation in areas of critical minerals, defense and renewable energy, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron hold bilateral talks in Mumbai, virtually inaugurate assembly line to build Airbus H-125 helicopters in Karnataka's Wemgal. India AI Summit reflects country's global identity in artificial intelligence, infrastructure and technology, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. BNP Chief Tariq Rehman takes oath as new Prime Minister of Bangladesh. Iran and US hold second round of nuclear talks at Geneva. Tehran says two countries reach understanding on main principles. And Australia knocked out of men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Zimbabwe qualifies for Super 8 after match against Ireland washout. India and France today elevated their relations to a special global strategic partnership. The two sides also exchanged 21 agreements and documents to deepen cooperation in an array of areas, including critical minerals, defense, high technology, renewable energy and health, following bilateral and delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. The two sides also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. In a joint press statement in Mumbai after the talks, the two leaders described their ties as a force for global stability in the face of increasing geopolitical turbulence. Prime Minister Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation.
Bharat aur France ke sambandh bahut hi vishesh hai. France Bharat ke sabse purane strategic partners mein se ek hai aur President Macron ke sath milkar humne is strategic partnership ko abhutpurva gehrai aur urja di hai. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है. आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Both the leaders virtually inaugurated assembly line to build Airbus H-125 helicopters in Karnataka's Wemgal. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that these helicopters will be the first aircraft to fly as high as Mount Everest and will be exported worldwide.
आज भारत में हेलीकॉप्टर असेंबली लाइन का उद्घाटन. हमें गर्व है कि भारत और फ्रांस मिलकर माउंट एवरेस्ट की ऊंचाइयों तक उड़ान भरने वाला विश्व का एकमात्र हेलीकॉप्टर भारत में बनाएंगे और ये पूरे विश्व को एक्सपोर्ट भी करेंगे. यानी इंडिया फ्रांस पार्टनरशिप नोज नो बाउंड्रीज. इट कैन रीच फ्रॉम डीप ओशंस टू द टॉलेस्ट माउंटेन.
Speaking on the occasion, French President Emmanuel Macron said France wants to be India's trusted ally.
Before I talk about the future, let me start with a fact about the present, not to be underestimated. The CEO of Alphabet is Indian. The CEO of Microsoft is Indian. The CEO of IBM is Indian. The CEO of Adobe is Indian. The CEO of Palo Alto Networks is Indian. The CEO of Novartis is Indian. And the CEO of Chanel, one of the most iconic houses in France, is Lina Nair from Kolhapur, right here in this state. So India does not just participate to global innovation. India leads it, from Silicon Valley to the Champs-Élysées and from technology to culture.
Later, both the leaders also inaugurated the India-France Innovation Forum in Mumbai. French President also paid tribute to the victims of the 26/11 Mumbai terror attack at the historic Taj Mahal Palace Hotel in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the end goal of technology should be welfare for all, happiness of all. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said his vision for artificial intelligence AI in Atmanirbhar Bharat rests on three pillars: sovereignty, inclusivity and innovation. The Prime Minister said India has deliberately framed the India AI Impact Summit around impact that ensures meaningful and equitable outcomes of AI, not just innovation. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said India AI Summit reflects country's global identity in artificial intelligence, infrastructure and technology. The minister was addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm, it's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders, that's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. BNP chief Tariq Rehman was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections recently. Our Dhaka correspondent has the details.
The President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath to the new government at the South Plaza of Jatiya Sanksad Bhavan in Dhaka, departing from the long-standing practice of holding the ceremony at Bang Bhavan. Later, 25 cabinet ministers and 24 state ministers were also sworn in, with portfolio allocation expected soon. Representing India at the ceremony, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla attended the event along with the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. Following this swearing-in, Birla held a courtesy call with newly appointed Prime Minister at the Parliament. His swearing-in marks the return of a BNP-led government after nearly two decades and formally replaced the interim administration headed by Yunus, which took charge in August 2024 following the collapse of the Awami League government. Navalsang Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The United States and Iran held second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program at Geneva in Switzerland. Talking to media after the talks, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said the two countries reached an understanding on the main guiding principles in a second round of nuclear talks, but work still needs to be done. Amid the talks, Iran fired live missiles towards the Strait of Hormuz. We have a report.
The road to Geneva has been anything but smooth. The two sides had been due to hold a sixth round of negotiations in June last year when Israel launched a bombing campaign against Iran's nuclear facilities. United States B-2 bombers subsequently joined the strikes. Tehran has since said it had halted uranium enrichment activity. At the heart of the dispute is Iran's nuclear program. Washington and Israel believe Tehran is pursuing the ability to build a nuclear weapon. Iran insists its program is entirely peaceful, though it had enriched uranium well beyond levels needed for power generation and close to the purity required for a bomb. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2021 edition's champions Australia have been knocked out of the tournament. The elimination came after the crucial Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Ireland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain at Palikele in Sri Lanka today. On the basis of points, Zimbabwe have become the second team from Group B to qualify for Super 8 stage. Sri Lanka have qualified for the Super 8 from Group B with a game to spare. Defending champions India have also qualified for the Super 8 stage in Group A. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and France elevate ties to special global strategic partnership, exchange 21 agreements and documents to boost cooperation in areas of critical minerals, defence and renewable energy, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron hold bilateral talks in Mumbai, virtually inaugurate assembly line to build Airbus H-125 helicopters in Karnataka's Wengal. India AI Summit reflects country's global identity in artificial intelligence, infrastructure and technology, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. BNP Chief Tariq Rehman takes oath as new Prime Minister of Bangladesh. An Australian knocked out of Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.